There's a tendency, you know, for people who start out to add too much wood at the beginning. You got to think of it as a slow and steady wins the race kind of thing with smoking. Hi, this is Stephen Reichlin, host of Project Smoke on PBS, and you're listening to Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, Dane Neal in the Allstate Showcase Studio here in Chicago. And on the line with us, he's one of the foremost authorities in the world of barbecue, a best-selling author, an award-winning TV personality, and a barbecue Hall of Famer, the one and only Stephen Reichlin. Welcome to WGN.
Good to talk to you, Dane. How are you?
Well, it's good to talk to you, too. I mean, it's always good whenever we get a chance to get on the phone and talk barbecue, but this is the time of year where I am not alone. Thousands of people are looking, millions maybe, looking to hear from you, and so many people are looking to talk to you as we kick off barbecue season.
Yeah, this is my busy time of year. I'm in a different city every day and will be for the next 6 weeks.
Now, what is your favorite way to connect with fans? You do live events. You've done them in Chicago. You're going to be here on June 28th as well, doing the same. You connect with your fans through the books, where not only are you able to kind of share what it is you do, but impart some knowledge and some instruction. And of course, you know, the TV shows are all hits. I mean, what's your favorite way to share what it is you do with your fans?
You know, all of the above and then some. I'm very active on Facebook. It's Stephen Reichlin is my Facebook page, and I'm on tour now. So every day, a couple times a day, I'm posting videos of all the cool stuff I'm seeing, the great foods I'm eating. My website, barbecuebible.com. You know, we have a newsletter. We have a forum meeting fans out when I'm doing events, Barbecue University. It's amazing to me. I feel like this whole country is obsessed by smoke and fire right now.
It is. I mean, and you have in your fans, and of course, all of us who consider ourselves like in the fan base for what it is that you do and barbecue in general, you know, we've always been there. But it does seem, though, with Barbecue Bible, that the Church of Stephen Reichlin and the school, right, the extra elevated curriculum for Barbecue University, there are so many more people involved.
There are, and the level of sophistication has grown so. You know, I started writing about barbecuing and grilling, especially grilling, 15 years ago. We Americans tended to grill the same five foods over and over. I mean, today now people are grilling appetizers, they're grilling desserts. In fact, that's one of the reasons that I wrote my latest book, Project Smoke, created the TV show, because a nation that's very comfortable with grilling now, we want to know how to smoke. You know, I like to say smoking is the new grilling.
Good. And it's good to have you there conducting the lessons in the class when it comes to it. What are some of the things that people should know, you know, if they're comfortable in the backyard, comfortable grilling? What are some of those first essential things if they want to get into smoking?
Well, first of all, I want to reassure people you do not need to go out and buy an expensive smoker to smoke. If you own a charcoal kettle grill, you've got a smoker. The whole key is just to use half as much charcoal, set the grill up for indirect grilling. However, that being said, if you want to buy a smoker, there are entry-level smokers sort of in the $200 to $300 range. Good models include the Pit Barrel Cooker, the Weber Smoky Mountain, the Bradley Electric Smoker. And then, you know, if you really get into it, you can get smokers that cost several thousand dollars. Big Green Egg, that's another super popular smoker these days. The other thing I'd like to tell people, you know, because everybody, you hear these debates, you know, what's better, hickory or oak or pecan or mesquite.
Right.
The variety of wood matters much less than how you add the wood. And there's a tendency, you know, for people who start out to add too much wood at the beginning. You got to think of it as a slow and steady wins the race kind of thing with smoking. You want to add your wood gradually.
Now, is that one of the things that people, you know, as more and more people get into it, that they really have to kind of come to terms with the patience level that's involved to do this and do it effectively?
Well, it depends what you're smoking. You know, if you're doing the big three, brisket, pork, shoulder, ribs, those, you know, that's a time commitment. I mean, ribs are the shortest, you know, 2.5 to 3 hours will get you very delicious ribs. Pork shoulder, you know, more like 3 to 4 hours. But if you want to smoke a brisket, which in some sense is the holy grail of barbecue, you are looking at, you know, a good 10 to 12 to 14 hours for a brisket. However, there are many dishes that you can smoke in as little as 5 or 10 minutes. And in fact, it's funny, Dane, in the new Project Smoke TV series on PBS, I devoted a whole show to smoking in a hurry, and it features four dishes that you can smoke in 10 minutes or less.
Oh, come on. So Stephen Recklin's going to have that, like, you know, dinner in a minute, you know, for the housewife that's super busy, you know, or the person working on the go. This is the way to go ahead and incorporate smoking. Well, the meats are one thing. People are usually, you know, used to that team photo of awesome meats in there. But one of the things that we've always loved about you is just that versatility, pushing the envelope, trying new things. So let's talk about some of the other things that you can throw in the smoker that isn't necessarily meat.
Well, one big surprise, eggs. And you smoke eggs and you'll make the best deviled eggs you've ever tasted in your life. Another thing that may surprise you, smoke nachos. I mean, nachos, but you cook them in the smoker. The results are fantastic. But I think for me, the most exciting chapter in the book is the smoked dessert chapter. I mean, why? First of all, we don't think of smoking desserts. But you'll find a smoked cheesecake, smoked flans, and even, yes, Dane, I cracked the code, smoked ice cream.
What?
Hickory smoked vanilla ice cream. I know. It's insanely delicious.
It seems to go against all the laws of nature. But then again, when you're writing the rules, Stephen Recklin, you can go ahead and just make them up as you go along and make it happen. Well, let's talk a little bit about the book, and you've got the corresponding television program as well. So Project Smoke is going to have all those things in it. The book is out now, and where can people get it?
The book is available any bookstore, Amazon.com. We have a store on barbecuebible.com. You can buy the book there. But you know what? Patronize your local bookstore. That is, bookstores are a valuable community treasure, and we should support them.
And people should read along the book as they watch the television program. So for Project Smoke, the television program, talk about when that's on or where it's on. Probably, I guess, different places all around the country.
Yeah, you know, because PBS is decentralized, so it is on your local PBS station. It is launching on Memorial Day weekend. And if you go to projectsmoke.org, you can type in your zip code and it will tell you where to watch the show in your area.
And coming up on the 28th of June, you'll actually be in town. Of course, you reside typically in food nirvana, as it says on the cover of the book, but you're going to come to Chicago.
Well, let's talk about food nirvana. I mean, man, your restaurant scene is absolutely incredible. I will be doing an event at the Kalamazoo Showroom. Kalamazoo makes those amazing stainless steel wood-burning grills and tri-tool grills. Super excited to be there.
So June 28, 2016, right here in Chicago, Kalamazoo Outdoor Gourmet. We'll put links up for that as well as links for places where they can find, follow, and enjoy all the things that you're doing. So social media, websites, give us that one more time, Stephen, if you would.
It is barbecuebible.com. That's BarbecueBible.com.
A barbecue Hall of Famer and certainly the creator of so much entertainment and instruction when it comes to the world of barbecue, the one and only Stephen Recklin. Thanks so much for all you do, and thanks for being in WGN.
Great chatting with you. Bye-bye.